Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So our open, false start. Nelson Stewart would be all over me if I was a football player. Pre-snap penalties are going to kill us. They're going to kill us. False start on me. Apologize. Welcome into hour three of Sports Talk. And what? Is it frowned upon to wear open-toed sandals now? Is that Seth apparently says, no, Seth says I do it, which is not true. He's also said that I'm a soccer fan, the world's biggest soccer fan, which is not true. But I've never worn open-toed sandals in my life, ever. But is there some sort of faux pas against that you're aware of, Nelson?
I'm a traditionalist, but not that I know of. No, if you can rock the look, go for it. Yeah.
So you do more just the regular sandals?
Yeah, I'm a boot guy, and I'll wear tennis shoes. And now my wife says that when I go there to the beach, hey, I'll put on flip-flops. That's about as daring as I get.
You know what I cannot stand? People wearing sandals with socks. I never understood that.
Yeah, it's a bold move. It doesn't always work out.
No. Whenever I see it, I'm like, what are you doing? You're defeating the entire purpose. All right, getting back to some fantasy conversation. We're having our Sports Talk Fantasy Football League auditions. If you want to play in the league with me, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, a couple of folks in our sports team, Karen is already in. So there's seven spots left. 504-260-1870 is the way you can audition. Want to hear your resume and a little trash talk as well. Not trying to shut out the text line on these auditions, but I want to hear your voice. I want to hear some of your trash talking. It's easy to do it when you're sitting down a text and doing it that way. I want to hear you be able to do it right here. I don't want to say face-to-face, but over the phone with me. Who Dat Freak in Covington. What's going on, Who Dat Freak? You're on WWL.
What's up, Christian? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Ready for my audition.
All right. Bring it.
So I got some skins on the wall. I've been in your league a couple times.
Yep.
Last year, I ended up winning the league. So, first
Strong.
Of all, I think I should be a shoo-in just so I could go ahead and defend my title.
Now, don't be arrogant now.
I'm just kidding. It's not arrogant, it's confidence. Because let's be honest, I've played against you guys before, and it's not really that big of a deal. So,
you're done. You're in.
Well, this is the thing, Christian. I told you last year, and I'll say it again because probably some of the listeners haven't heard. I thought when I came in, I was like, this is a big deal. You know, you get to play with the sports guys. They're going to know what they're doing. And it's not that way. It's more or less
so true.
Like, I give you my email. That's not just for you to put me in the league. That's if you need any tips or pointers, you can hit me up, and I can at least get you into the top five, you know.
Hey, look, this is strong, man. You're in,
yeah.
Who Dat Freak.
Nah,
you're in as a reigning champ.
It's all love, bro. It's all
no,
love.
I know, but I mean, you just nailed it.
No, man, I'm ready. I've been looking forward to it. I'm in a couple leagues. I try to keep it to about three leagues in a year. I've got a big league that's like a $1,400 prize, but I've also got y'all's league. You know, the free league. It's fun. Good trash talk. So, I'm ready.
All right, you're in, Who Dat Freak. What we're going to do is going to put you on hold, and Joey will get your email, all right, email address.
All right.
And then Mark Menard will email you out the dates and particulars of the draft and all that stuff.
Ooh.
All right, thanks for the phone call. You're in. Who Dat Freak, good stuff. Six spots open now in our Sports Talk Fantasy Football League. How many of you guys are going to get in? Let's see. Paul in Covington. Sit tight. First, though, John on the ninth ward. What's going on, John? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, a fellow Marine Corps veteran here, and I just wanted to apply for the open position.
Okay. Simplify. Thanks for your service.
Thank you. I've played fantasy football for about 10 years now, about a decade. I've won about half of that, so I don't know if I'm exactly on par with some of the other guys, you know, judging by what they've been saying. But I would definitely put up a challenge, I can tell you that.
What's your resume again?
I've played for a decade, 10 years worth of fantasy football, and I've won about 5 years out of those 10.
All right, you're playing me this week. You're playing me this week. What kind of trash talk are you going to send my way?
Man, I hope you got some Kleenex, Andy, because you're going to be crying when I'm done with you.
You know, I liked where it was going, but then it kind of left me flat, John. I mean, you know, I think I'm gonna give you one more shot at it.
I gave it too much thought. That's what the problem was.
Yeah, it's all right. You got another one? I'll give you one more shot, man.
All right. Shit.
Double.
Damn, I'm drawing a blank. God, I'm at work right now.
All right, well, John, I guess you're not gonna make it, man. I'm sorry. It's sacrilegious to shut out a former Marine. But can't do it.
No worries.
Sorry, John.
Thanks anyway.
All right, you bet. Bob, Paul, Ron, Mark, and Darren, our auditions continue. Also talking to Derek Laughlin, owner of FantasyFootballManiacs.com. Next here on Sports Talk on WWL. If you're on hold for our Sports Talk Fantasy Football League audition, sit tight. We're going to bring in Derek Laughlin, owner of FantasyFootballManiacs.com, at Derek Laughlin on Twitter. Derek, after the draft, obviously, is when fantasy owners are going to really start to dial in and drill down on who are some guys that came out in this draft class that they could go high in the draft, and one in particular, Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants. Where do you have him going in a lot of your mocks for teams?
I think if you're going to take him, you have to look at the first round, because this is a guy that came in with so much hype as the second pick in the draft. He reminds me of Marshall Faulk, but 30 pounds heavier. He's a guy that can line up at receiver. He can line up in the slot. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. The Giants are going to be able to use him in so many ways. I have him as a top 10 running back and a guy you're going to have to use first round pick to have on your team.
Where was Alvin Kamara drafted last year in most fantasy leagues?
Well, Adrian Peterson was considered the second running back with Mark Ingram and him pretty much around the same place. Kamara, I think, was maybe like a 14th or 15th round pick in some leagues. He wasn't even being drafted. And this year, I have him as the fourth best running back, especially in light of the Mark Ingram suspension. That's a guy that could probably see 14 to 15 carries per game and have the same receiving workload that he had last year to start off the season.
Derek, give me a rookie out of this class that we talked about Saquon Barkley, but other skill position, whether it's receivers or tight ends, that you feel like is a good investment either in the second, third round.
In the second or third, a couple of running backs, Jones out of Tampa Bay with Doug Martin having moved over to Oakland. I think there's a real chance for him to be a starter there. And a guy that I'm sure your listeners know a lot about, Geis over in Washington. They're talking about him being having a chance to have an early down role, and he could have a big impact. I don't know if Geis are going to have to necessarily go in the third round, though. And even Jones, you could probably get in the later than that. But Barkley's probably the only running back he'd have to take that early that's a rookie running back.
Derek Laughlin, owner of FantasyFootballManiacs.com. Overall, what's the fantasy value you think of the Saints skill position players right now?
Well, the Saints were one of the best offenses in the league last year, and we talked about Kamara already being a running back one. Breeze was the 11th ranked fantasy quarterback last year, and I think they want to have the same makeup where they definitely feature the run and still have him be an effective thrower. He had 4,334 yards and 23 touchdowns last year. But I don't think we're going to see him throwing for 5,000 yards in the pass, because they do want to still run the ball.
How do you handle the if you're Carson Wentz, you know, you want to own Carson Wentz. How do you handle that, and what do you do with Nick Foles?
With Nick Foles?
Yeah. From a fantasy perspective, because he might start the first couple of games, but then Carson Wentz, you know, might miss the first two games. So, as a fantasy owner, how do you address that? How do you handle that?
Well, I wouldn't even draft Nick Foles, because I think Carson Wentz is going to be able to start in week one. He is ahead of schedule, and if not, you might be better off just taking another streamer. You're not going to want to use, even if he does start one or two games. As soon as Carson Wentz gets in there, he's going to be the guy.
Derek, we appreciate the insight, man. Thanks for the visit, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Derek Laughlin, owner of FantasyFootballManiacs.com. Back to our auditions. I know Nelson Stewart is anxiously awaiting some of the trash talking that might be coming my way. Here we go. Paul in Covington. What's going on, Paul? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Just calling the audition. Give you a quick resume. I wasn't in fantasy football when I was younger. I mean, I don't know how big it was, but I joined about, let's say, about 8 years ago, and we started off with couple big money leagues, and we call it, like, you know, big money, $100. And mm-hmm. And then we had a guy that it was funny because he almost got married at an Applebee's. He ruined the entire league because he lost one year. So when he lost it, we started to make fun of him. So every year we would change our names to different Applebee's, and it's like, you know, things like Riblets for Life or stuff like that. And it was really funny. But then he started a dynasty league about 2 years ago, and he didn't know this, but he sent me an invite. His friend sent me an invite, and I joined it because he didn't want me to join it. And I kind of like ruined it because I beat him again, and he got really mad. But I'd go, and he was from Alabama. That was the thing, is that he was a huge Alabama fan, and that was back when Alabama was starting to play well, and but when I got Nick Saban and things like that. So he started talking crap to me one game, and I said, I told him, I said, you'd have better luck just if you scored your sister. And he got so mad at me, man. He won't even talk to me anymore. Didn't even invite me to his wedding. And I grew up with him the entire life. So, no, it's just a fun thing to do. So,
Paul, give me your you're playing Bobby Hebert this week. What kind of trash talk would you send Bobby?
I'd kind of make it funny. I'd probably say your butt is grass, and I'm the weed whacker.
Okay. All right. Cheesy, kind of cheesy.
That's the thing. You got to be cheesy with him.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of bounced John because his was cheesy. Yours was less cheesy. Here's what we're gonna do. I mean, I wanted some serious smack talk.
You can't be too dirty on the radio.
No, so that's true. That's true. I'll consider that. We're gonna put you on hold. You're gonna go in the possibility category. All right, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you bet. Get Paul's email, Logan or. Joey, when you get a chance. All right, here we go. Mark and Metairie first. You're on WWL, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Is my audition correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, how you guys want to do it?
I want you. All right, you're playing Deuce McAllister this week.
I'm playing Deuce McAllister.
What are you saying to him? What kind of trash are you talking to him?
I hope his fantasy game is longer than his career was.
Oh,
I mean, although you asked me to trash talk to somebody who I idolize, so
I know, but you got to do it though. I mean, all right, fine. You're playing me. All right, I'm not. You don't idolize me, so trash talk away.
I don't need a trash talk. I just win. It's not even necessary. I'm gonna be honest, you fellas. I only know three games: football, golf, and chess. And I don't lose at not one of them.
Football, golf, and chess. You don't lose at one of them.
Not one.
How many? Give me your resume.
Every year we play a fantasy football league that we can't, since we can't get into DraftKings and stuff like that because our state legislature doesn't allow gambling. So we guys all get together, and I've won that league 6 years running, and that's just getting boring because these guys they couldn't win it.
I like your personality.
I just like playing fantasy football. If this state legislature would allow us to, you know, not call it gambling, it's just fun, you know, we'd have more people out there playing fantasy football and more skilled players.
Yeah, and more revenue in our state.
Absolutely.
Mark, you're in. Sure. You're in. Joey, get his email.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. Lawrence in the lower ninth ward. What's going on, Lawrence? You're on WWL. Give me your audition, man.
Hello, Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lawrence from the Lord Ninth Ward, man.
You got it.
I've been playing fantasy football for about 7 years now.
Uh-huh.
But what I do, I talk plenty trash because that's part of the fun of the game.
Yep.
Now, the name of my team is, I guess, the name of a local song that's well known in Louisiana. So, let me tell you this. I was commissioner by default about 3 years ago because the guy who was commissioner decided not to play anymore. And so we had a year where we didn't play. So I took up the commissioner's role just to start playing again. So from my opening introduction to invite players, I started talking crap then. From the time before the game, actually during the draft.
All right, look, you know, first off, give me, all right, you're playing, if you're playing Deuce McAllister this week, what are you telling Deuce? Keep it family friendly now on the radio.
Well, like I said, part of my – the name of my team is the name of a popular sports – I mean, popular song in Louisiana. I don't want to give it away, but I would say something like, fire will burn your whatever. Or, and after I do beat him, I'll say, fire sends you whatever Deuce's name team's name is, and then I'll play the song that my team name is under, and there's different versions of the song. So every time I win, I play a different version of the song every time I win, and you get the video and everything on the email.
Not happening, Lawrence. Not happening, dude. Sorry. All right. I need strong trash talkers in this league. I love you, dude, but can't do it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing, though. Thanks for being a good sport. All right.
No problem.
All right. Ron and Brian, sit tight, along with Paul, Scott, Mark, Darren, and Mark again. Fantasy Football League tryouts or auditions for Sports Talk on the way. You got a whole half hour to go. We'll get to your auditions in a few moments. Got one line open, 260-1870, text 870-870. Nelson's just sitting back and enjoying the show here. We're going to get him back involved here in a few moments. Got to get these auditions out of the way. Coach Ed Ogeron coming up at 7:10 tonight as well. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Nelson, so you have a say in who makes this league too, because I mean, you're up here witnessing. So if you like one of these auditions, feel free to chime in. Were you a big trash talker when you played?
No. I guess I didn't have the quick enough wit at the time. So you can appreciate when somebody comes strong with it. It's entertaining for me. So,
all right, come strong here. Fantasy Football League tryouts for Sports Talk. Also, want your resume and your trash talking. Get them ready. Here we go. Darren in River Ridge. What's going on, Darren? You're on WWL. Darren, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have a frog in my throat. Well, I would be a rookie. I've never played fantasy football before. But
now, this is good for me because that means I have a better chance of beating you.
Well, I mean, I'd be willing to sacrifice my integrity, you know, to show that you don't really need to be a pro to pick talent, though. And I do know football. I know talent. And just say if I won, wow. You know, what would that say about somebody that's never, you know, never played fantasy football before? But I take notes. I pay attention. I'm not a guru, and I'm not a bookie, but let's just say I got a bookie close by. They know the ins and outs. You know,
we might get whacked if we don't win this game.
No, I never really didn't know if I'd like it or not. But man, I listen to y'all every day. I think it would be fun. I think it would be a great time, and you know, some kind of crazy bet for the winners and losers. You know.
Yeah, we'll establish all that. All right. So your resume is non-existent. That's okay. I mean, look, sometimes you get that job even though you're not the most qualified individual. That's okay. I'm willing to do that. Give me your best trash talk. You're facing Bobby Hebert this week. Talk some trash to Bobby.
I'm facing Bobby Hebert. Well, I'm an old fat guy that has never played before. And if I beat you, you're going to be really sorry, man. I don't know what else to
do. You could have gone so many different ways with Bobby. Like, hey, I'm going to sack you harder than Reggie White sacked you in that Eagles playoff game. I mean, there's one for you.
That was pretty brutal.
Hey, that's the kind of brutal stuff I'm for in fantasy football leagues.
I'm going to beat you like you're a dirty bird.
Hmm. Huh.
He was a dirty bird.
You saw – oh, all right. You just pulled out the trump card. You're in.
Hey,
you're in, Darren.
Brother.
Well done.
Right on.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold, Darren, and we're going to get your email. We'll be in touch. All right, so we got, four more slots left? Four more spots left. A rookie just got in. Mark in Covington. Can you top him? Go ahead, Mark. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be a prognosticator on the radio, but when you can do something like knock a snot bowl out of Bobby Hebert, and Deuce, you know, I love him to death. He's made the Saints what they are, but playing and being a fantasy football guy are two different things. So I want to be there.
You know, I like that you came out hot with the idea that you would take shots at Bobby and Deuce right away. The problem is that Bobby uses the snot bubble reference way too much, and then he used it on him. So what's your resume?
He does, but he probably,
what's your resume? It's going to depend on your resume, Mark. What is it?
Bobby probably got hit too many times in the head. That's why he's in the restaurant business now, because, you know, you got to look at the bright side. I've played for several years, and know what he's doing. And Nelson, I appreciate everything you've done at Newman. It's a great program. I just don't see how some guys that think they know anything on radio can outdo the guys that know what they're doing on TV on radio.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about, Mark. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
right there.
That's an in for me.
Yeah. Mark, sit tight. You're in, dude. Well done.
Thank you, man.
You bet. We'll get in touch with you. All right, get your email. Get in touch with you. He didn't get into it perfectly the first time. I didn't like the Bobby Hebert snot bubble reference, but what he just said a few seconds ago, yeah, he's in for sure. That was strong. Good stuff. All right, here we go. Ron in New Orleans. What's going on, Ron? You're on WWL.
My name's Ron, and you're going to be calling me Ron the Fabulous Ron after this fantasy football season, because I'll be in charge and you'll know it.
That's all you got?
When I play Bobby, I'm going to make him eat at his own restaurant, because when he loses, he'll understand why we pray after we eat, when we eat there. When I pray Christian, I'm going to send you to church, because I'm going to remind you what kind of a name Christian is, because you're going to want to go to church after my team destroys you. And when I play Deuce, he's going to be loose because he's going to run when he sees my lineup.
Not bad. Not bad, Ron. Not totally sold on it, though. What's your resume?
I've been playing fantasy football about 12 years. I've got about 4 titles, and I've come in second place probably 5 or 6 times.
All right. I'm going to put you in a possibility category, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on hold. I'm going to put you on hold, get your email. You're a maybe. I thought your trash-talking game could have been a little bit better. I mean, I didn't get the Bobby Hebert reference to eating at his own restaurant. Not quite sure about that. And my name, yes, it's Christian, so that was appropriate. And the deuce is loose. That's a common phrase, so kind of average trash talking. Brian in Mid-City. He played last year in our double coverage league. What's up, Brian? Oh, you're on WWL.
Hey, Semper Fi. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. Semper Fi. Yeah, I played year before last with y'all, too, and I won year before last. I made the cleanup guy jealous year before last because I mopped the floor with every one of you.
Brian, that's the best you got, man? Come on, Brian.
No, man. Let me tell you, I'm going to trash talk all year long, just like last year. After I beat you, I've already beat you. I'm going to beat you again. Props, respect for fellow Marine, but anything less would be disrespectful. I'm going to mop the floor with all of y'all again.
You're playing Bobby. You're playing me. You're playing Deuce. Give us what you're saying that week. What are you telling us? What kind of trash you sending our way?
Well, Deuce, when you were playing, your helmet was large. You didn't charge on the field. But I'm going to take that helmet, and I'm going to shine it all night on the floor and when I mop the floor with you. And Bobby, you're gonna wish – that you were in a fantasy league elsewhere, because I'm going to take you straight out of your league.
Me?
And Christian?
You're struggling here, Brian.
Semper Fi, hoorah. It's going to be a devil dog fight. Once again, I'm going to come out on top of you.
Brian, you know, I got a lot of love for you. Going back, you're one of the OGs on double coverage, man. But I'm not sure if I'm feeling it, man. Your trash talking game wasn't that strong. Joey, let me know when you're ready so I can do this to Brian. I'm going to put him out of his misery here. I'll just do it for you. You're out. Not in. Sorry, Brian. Brian, good try, man. Thanks for being a good sport. Brian's probably mad at me now. We'll step away and come back and continue our Sports Talk Fantasy Football Auditions. Come strong with that trash talk. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Just got a text saying, Christian, you saved yourself the embarrassment by not letting me in the league. Look, it's an embarrassment when I'm in the league. I'm not very good at it, so it's going to be an embarrassment regardless. But you know what I might do? I'm thinking about this. There's 4 spots open, but I know Bobby's not going to set his lineups. So I might let a listener run Bobby's team And then another listener run my team because I'm not very good at it either, all right? But Deuce is pretty good, so he's going to run his. I'm still thinking about whether I'm going to relinquish my control of my team over to a listener. But there's four spots open right now. Could be as many as two more. All right, here we go. Who's up? Who's been patiently waiting? Let's see. Scott and Mandeville. What's up? What's up, Scott?
Christian, are y'all really doing this again with these tryouts and these bunch of half-wit?
I know who these. I know who this is.
You know exactly who this is. I am the legend of WWL Fantasy Football Leagues. I am the New England Patriots. I am the Bill Belichick.
Oh, he is.
Every year, I am either first, or if I'm not first, I had the most wins, the most points, and got bit by the injury bug. Multiple time champ. You know, it's a little known fact. You know, when it comes to Deuce, I'm just happy y'all are even going to let Deuce into a fantasy football league. A lot of people don't know this, but he's a legend out in Mississippi. And in Jackson, he tried to get into a fantasy football league and was denied. You know, talk about those Ole Miss guys, those Land Sharks. They put the Land Shark in the tank when they kicked him out. And as far as Bobby goes, man, you know, they had that old WWL commercial that he says, oh, I know what I know. I played this many years in the NFL. He's going to be happy that he had those concussions and all those adult beverages he has during the game. That way he can forget about what goes on in his fantasy football league this year because he's not going to want to remember.
Wow.
So, I mean, we know how things go down. Year in and year out, there's only one person to beat, and that's me. You know it. Everybody else in the league knows it. I ran off 4-Minute Brian. I ran off that jabroni fantasy gumbo. I ran off T-Bob all the way to Baton Rouge. He can't even show his face in New Orleans anymore. So what are we really going to do? And you got some guy named Nelson that's in the studio right now, like, judging. I don't even know who this cat is.
Scott. One more off the board. He's in.
MVP.
He's in. Scott. Sit tight, put you on hold, get your email, all right? That's Scott Smith, by the way. He has everything he's saying there is true. He dominates leagues. Just that he pretty much like makes a living doing it. So he's legit. He's in. DJ in New Orleans. Let's see. How long have you been? Yep. DJ in New Orleans. What's going on, DJ? You're on WWL. Hey, give me your audition. Good, man.
So who am I playing?
Well, give me your resume first.
So I've been playing fantasy for probably 10, 11 years. I play in two or three leagues a year, and I win at least one of them every year. Got a good streak going.
All right, you're playing Bobby Hebert this week. Go.
Bobby, your team uses more switches during the league but has less playoff wins than Adrian Peterson. You want me to add a coin toss so you have a chance of winning something?
All right, not bad. Deuce, go.
I love you as a Saints fan, man, but I'm going to have to crush you in fantasy. Sorry to do that to you, but I hope you got better skills here than you do as a retiree.
Yeah, the first one was good. The second one was okay. Here's your third shot. You're playing me. Go.
All right, Christian. I know you like to say hoorah and love the veterans, but going to have to beat you down, man. It's going to be a dirty dog day, and sorry, I don't have anything for the Marine.
Not gonna happen, DJ.
Later.
Good try. Good try.
I combined a bunch of them for the first one.
I know. You did. You came out pretty well. Fizzled at the end, man. Thanks for being a good sport.
Cheers.
All right. DJ didn't get in. Got three spots open in our Sports Talk Fantasy Football League. We'll step away and come back and get to the rest of our auditions next here on WWL. LSU coach Ed Ogeron coming up next hour at 7:10. Sit tight for that. Come on, Christian, pick one text messenger. I can't. I got to be able to hear it. That's part of the trash talking. I got to be able to hear it. I want to hear it. So I'm not going to – it's got to be on the phones. If you want to audition, 260-1870. Back to the phones we go, to the auditions. And Andre in Bogalusa is up next. You're on WWL, Andre.
Hey, Christian. First off, I want to say I'm on the phone. My girlfriend's blowing it up, getting madder by the minute, but I'm blowing her off to give this a try.
Oh, okay. And the fact that you would come on the radio station and say that, you got props, man. I'll give you some props.
All right. And second, I'm a former Army paratrooper. Today I let a jarhead beat me at fantasy football. I'll tell you, put my jump wings in the drawer and never look at them again.
All right. Okay.
All right.
You're playing Deuce. Go.
Deuce was a bone-crushing running back, but when he hits my line, he's going to fall flat on his butt.
I like the first one. That's all I got to say. I like the first one. Here's your deciding one. Here we go. Bobby Hebert, go.
Bobby Hebert, hell of a quarterback. But he's going to be just like Chase Daniels in fantasy football to me. He's going to be sitting on the sidelines wishing he was in the game.
All right, good enough for a possibility. Wasn't crazy about it, Andre. But not bad.
All right.
Not bad. We're going to get your email. You might get in. All right? We'll get back to you,
all
okay?
Right.
All right, Andre, thanks. Thanks for playing. Here we go. We got time for Michael? Yeah, we got time for – actually, it's Seamus. Been patiently waiting. Go ahead, Seamus.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Christian, LSU is going to have a special day for you when Alabama play you, okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say on that one. And as far as Bobby Hebert goes, the water boy. Okay, my mama said. And as far as Deuce goes, the only – good thing coming to Mississippi, the highway to Louisiana.
Okay, you're playing me, so go.
Huh? Who am I playing now?
Me.
I tell you, okay, Christian, go Army, okay? And LSU Day, they have a special day for you when Alabama plays LSU, okay?
Give it to me. Not even close.
Oh, okay.
Not even close, Seamus. Sorry, man. I mean, that might have been like one of the weaker ones. I'm just being honest. And I know it's all good fun, but, yeah, can't let that one in. Still got three spots left. Andre, Michael, Mike, Eric, and Melissa will hold you guys over to next hour. LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron coming up in about 12 minutes right here on WWL. Nelson Stewart, head football coach at Newman High School, is killing himself laughing at some of these auditions. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.